But Sifte Zayin, I had hoped to finish Arla before Bein Hazmanim. At least we're close. Sifte Zayin goes back to the root of Hilchis Arla, pun intended. And it tells us five ways that a person could come upon a tree, how a person could have a tree in his backyard or in his field. So what are the five ways? So let's learn a little bit of farming. Now, of course, the typical ways the Mefarshim don't talk about as much as the not typical ways. So let's get all five, see what the Shulchan Aruch talks about, and then we will come back to whatever the Achrayim talk about. Echad haneteya garin. Okay, the old-fashioned way of planting a tree is to take a seed, put it in the ground, and wait until it grows. I don't know that anyone does that anymore. Johnny Appleseed. Okay, but you see, when they planted the million trees in New York, nobody planted a seed.
No.
They came with little trees, right? The seed had to be planted somewhere at some time, probably in what they call a nursery. They plant the seeds, and then they replant the trees. Now, that's not a new phenomenon. In the Gemara, Bava Basra, the Gemara talks about trees that are yaldais and zakenais. It says 10 trees to a besah if they're yaldais, and 3 trees to a besah if they're zakenais. So, how if you plant 10 trees, a few years later you end up with 3 trees? Like what happened to the other 7 trees?
You saw me farming, you know.
So... So they were replanted, just like today. They plant yaldos, they plant young trees. And when they're not so young anymore, they do a shidduch with them. They find another place for them to go, and they end up with 3 trees to make. So, I don't know, trees are called yaldos for some reason. Ilanos, tevos, right? So anyway, the one way to plant is to plant a seed. Now, is there any chiddush in planting a seed? It's a very big chiddush, even though it sounds pashit. And we're going to see it seems to be a stira to Sif Yud Ches. When you plant a seed and you walk away from the field, you don't see anything.
Right,
the clock starts ticking then for Dinei Arla, but you don't see a thing. You don't see anything until a little something peeks out of the ground quite a bit of time later. So it's a chiddush that it starts then. Now we have a machlekes in the Gemara. If you have to leave 2 weeks for it to start, it might take some 3 days to 2 weeks, and how much time we count for it to start to develop, to take root. But be that as it may, the chiddush here is that even though it's all underground, the clock starts ticking anyway. And we're going to come to a discussion of that hopefully later today. A yichor, the second way is to take a branch and stick the branch into the ground, and that too can develop into a tree. Oy sha'aka kola ilan v'nata b'mokim acher. Well, you take a tree, a sapling, and you transport it to another place and you replant it. Now there it depends how much karka is in the transplanted tree, and that we'll probably get to next week when we get to Sifyutes or Sifchaf or both. Talks you have to have a proper amount of earth left when you're transporting it for it not to be new. If you transport it in a way that it could not survive, then when you replant a tree, that's a new tree. So here we're talking where it's a new tree. So either you put a seed in the ground, a branch in the ground, or you transport a tree in a way that was oikir its original planting. Now those are 3 normal ways to plant trees. And there are 2 more. Havracha and Harkava. Mentioned all together in the Gemara. And most people, you quickly look in Rashi to see which is which. You know, which is Havracha, which is Harkava. So really, you can figure it out yourselves. Because a Reichev is someone who goes riding. Right? That's Harkava. Harkava is when you take a branch from one tree and you graft it onto another tree. That's called Harkava. Now Harkava, on the same min, is perfectly mutter. You're allowed to take a branch of an apple tree and graft it to another apple tree. What? Yichor? No, yichor is not good grafting. Yichor is the name of the of the stick, of the thing that you're taking is a yichur. When it says here, you noiteya yichur, means you plant a branch. It's similar to grafting in that you're taking a branch, but noiteya yichur is when you plant it. And echad hamarkiv yichur bi'ilan, you take that yichur, that branch, and you ride it onto another tree, bi'ilan acher. Now this l'chayr makes no sense. I have an old tree, and I take a young branch and I put it onto that tree, where are Dinei Arla going to kick in? So we're going to see Taschav Dalid, who says that it shouldn't be that way. The branch should be bottled to the tree. So we're going to come back to Harkava. We're going to get to Taschav Dalid shortly.
What is grafted onto? Is that considered now the new earth? So
what you want to do is the tree is not Arla, and that one branch worth is Arla. That's the way you want to look at it. Okay, so let's wait for the Taz. Good.
It's the whole point to do the granting. Why is bundled? This is what he wants.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's wait for the Taz. Echad ha-mavrich. Now, mavrich, I don't know that anybody does it today. Maybe they do. But mavrich is, we're going to spend the next few lines explaining. Mavrich is when you have a tree. Usually a hardwood tree, it's not going to work. It works with a vine. So you have the tree, you bend the vine into the ground, plant it, but it comes back up again. In other words, you make a U-shape out of the vine and throw earth on it. And you can do it 10 times. You know, you can just keep on going, you know, like a telegraph wire, you know, up and down and up and down. And they're all connected to the original vine. So let's see. Do you? Let's see. In English?
Yes.
Anybody else go to Hindu Shulchan Aruch yet? What?
Trailing?
Okay, trailing. Okay. Ve'chad ha-mavrich da'inu sha'oise guma eitzel ilan. You make a tree near, a hole near the tree. U'mashbil echad mi'anfi ha'ilan. And you lower one of the branches of the tree or the vine. U'mat min emtziyusai beguma. And the middle of what you bent down is buried. And what do you gain? You have more nutrients coming into this because what you buried will decompose and the live inside of it will be yainek, will get its nutrients and its moisture from the ground. This new thing that you created is chayav barla. Dafka shechot chay mitzadzeh meikar ilan. Only if you detach it from its original mother tree, oi she'ino yainik mimenu, or some other way that it's not yainik, avol kol man shehu mechuber the yainik mimenu, if you create this trail and it's still connected and drawing sustenance from the original tree, chashuv ke'echad me'anofav u'potter, it's considered a branch even though it has this extra yanika. And it's going to be considered one long tree. You did this many, many times, one after the other. It's like this tree has 10 babies. Everything that continues is still yainik. The umbilical cord is still attached. It's still yainik from the mother. And there's no Dine Arla, Kulam Peturim. Hifzikarishain may ikare ilan chayavin. When you cut it off, even a year, 2, 10 years later, at the time you cut it off, Kulam chayavin, maschila limna islam mishashi hifzik. Amazing. And you start to count the other ones, even though they've been growing fruit for many years, at the time that you detach it, for ikar pater. And the original, of course, is pater, it's an old tree. Let's say the original tree gets disconnected from its original source, but it's now connected to the new hole, so it's yainik now from its child, so to speak. So it's a tuffle to that. You follow the case. You have the original tree and the planted vine. If the original tree gets detached from its yanika, and it's yainik now from the new place it's planted, so it has a din of that, which is arla, which is chayav and arla. Okay, this is the din of hivrich.
Why should it be that if it grew for many years, it's attached, and you detach it?
So it's like a branch that was growing on a tree for many, many years. You detach the branch, you plant it, now Arla kicks in.
Even
though it's planted already, but it was a tuffle till now, now it's its
Ikkar.
It's
getting nutrients from the land.
What?
Doesn't this reflect with the very first case? When you
detach Harkava.
Right. Why should that be a problem?
Okay. So the Taz Chavdal is going to ask that. Okay, we'll get to it. Yeah.
It's getting nutrients from the ground many years later.
It's still, it goes by the Ikkar. The Ikkar is the Ikkar. You mean to make up more nutrients from here than from there? Okay, so I'll tell you the truth. The Taz in Chav Hei talks about sometimes these trailer branches do get nutrients on their own, even though they're still attached. Very interesting fact of nature that he brings in Chav Hei. We'll come back to Chav Dal shortly. Chav Hei is the one that's trailing from one to the other. Beseisa b'shem Haran, maybe Mirushami. Afim loy nifsek min harisha nayin bayarla. Kol sheina yinekas mimenu ela me'atzma. If this new trailer tree is getting its main yinika from its new source, not from the original source, then it does have dina yarl. Now, how could you tell? Barmina mamuchach. How could you tell where its main yinika? If its main yinika is from the original or from now? Umishani, listen to this. Gemara answers. Man da ochel delav delay, bal istakulebe. Someone who has to eat, he can't afford food, and he has to eat other people's food, is ashamed to look at the person who's feeding him. Klaimer. Kishiyonekes me'av, when the new branch gets its yanika from its original mother or father branch, all inshallah yamdu kinegeri ilan shalab. It's afraid to look at the original tree. So if the branches grow away from it, that's a sign it's getting its yanika from the original tree. If the leaves are facing it, it's a sign that it's getting its own yanika. Of course, it doesn't apply bisman azeh, where people do take from mothers and they're not ashamed. But amazing, isn't that amazing? So that's a simin. We're not saying the tree has this in mind. It's just a simin ledavar that this is the way that it. This is the way that it grows.
Yeah, some branches facing some branches facing
the way. Some earlier ones, the later ones are going to be different. Okay. Anyway, this is the rule of. So go backwards order. We have five types. So the fifth type, which we spent a little bit of time on, is Havracha, trailing the vine. Let's go back to the fourth. The fourth is Harkava. Harkava is grafting.
It comes out from over here that a branch can have Arla two times.
You can branch can have Arla at least twice.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, it could have many times because you could detach it again and reattach it again. Now that you could have perfectly good solid fruit and it's the first year because technically it's the first year. So going back to next to the list was Harkova. Harkova is Reichev, is grafting. Reichev Hamanig, you have it in Daf Yomi coming up. Harkova is when one branch rides on the other. Now as was pointed out, it's a stira. How could it be that if you take the vine, you put it into the ground, and it's yearning from the ground itself, it goes by the first tree? And we do our kava, it doesn't. So Taskov Dalid is bothered by this. And he brings around Echad Hamarkiv, the Perakam de Rosh Hashanah, Hiksharan, Darmina Bisifri, the Markiv, ain't by Misham Arla. The Sifri says, Markiv has no Arla, the Tiritz. It depends. Now, if for some reason the Sifri doesn't want to say it's a machlaikis, the Ran does not want to say it's a machlaikis, and this will come up in a later sif, but he says no machlaikis. Hasam shirkiv netiya yalda bi'ilin zake. You take a young branch and you graft it onto an old tree, shabata ligabe, then it's a tuffle. It's bottled to the tree. Afilu yalda bi'alda nami lichimatu gimel yalda rishay nasharya. Even if you have a one-year-old branch attached to a two-year-old tree, it goes by the Ikkar. Then Sharya Gamshniya. Then the one you're grafting is bottled to the tree. Hachamayri Shir Kabila and 2 years Lusiagul Kairis. We're gonna have later. If you plant a tree, not for the fruit, you plant it as a gate or for the wood. There's no din arla on the fruits. And now you do a harkava with something you do want the fruits onto a tree that's potter. The potter mi arla. Akelcha chayavis and a tiam or keves barla. So now it can't be bottled to the tree because the ikka tree is not a fruit tree. I mean, it's physically a fruit tree, but it's not planted for fruit. So the chiyav arla doesn't begin with the old tree, it begins with the new branch. Inami b'ilan srak. Or you graft it onto a non-fruit tree, Herkiva. Afagav David Isura. It's an Averi. You're not allowed to graft a fruit tree onto a Ilan Sirak. But he did it. The fruit is not also when you. Yeah, we're going to have that. It's very sadik. Hey, is Kala Ilan. Right. Mekamachim Yesh Padin Arla Adkan. That says if Ivi Besamach. And so the Taz. And the Aruch HaShulchan says we pass in this way, changes the Pashup Shad in the Shulchan Aruch. Pashup Shad in the Shulchan Aruch is that it's open and shut, that Harkava is Chayiv in Arla no matter what. Comes along the Taz, he says no, only in select cases. Now I want to remind you, in Chutz La'aretz, even if this would be a Machlaikis, the Sifri and the Bavli, we have a rule, Kolamekel Beretz Yisrael, Allah Kamaisi B'Chutz La'aretz, Safik Arla. So for sure, we're going to go with this Shita, which of the five types we have, now one of them effectively disappears from the list. Because when you graft, typically you graft an old branch onto a new branch onto an old tree. So therefore, the fourth of the five types of planting is effectively bottled from our list. Going back, again backwards order, the third from the beginning, was replanting a tree, which we're going to have in Yitz Hashem, as I said, in Sif Yitzchess. We're going to have it again. We're going to have it again. Planting a yichor is simple. Planting a seed. So here I want to share with you a stipler. The stipler is in the Kilas Yaakov on Zeroyim. Now it's Simen Chav Beis. I have the old print. The new print has it probably reordered, but Simen Chav Beis Oiz Beis. And he discusses an issue that seems to be a contradiction between this and Sif Yud Ches. Now let me tell you the case, and I'll tell you where this is Negei Al HaLocha nowadays. We are going to have in Sif Yud Ches, you can take a quick glance, about an Elon that falls down, an Elon that gets cut down. Under the ground, the roots are healthy. The roots are perfectly healthy. Somebody wanted the wood, or he wanted the space. The hurricane usually rips up with the roots. Somebody cut it, right? Someone got rid of it. Yeah, roots underground. And the roots, they grow a new tree afterwards. A new tree starts coming up. So in Sif Yud Ches, we're going to have that if it's Godol Mei HaShayresh, Ein Echayiv, Ela Em Kein, Nitzas Mei Al HaAretz, we're going to have there the halachas of the Ilan Sheniktas, and there the Shulchan Aruch Tak is consistent. It says there that if it falls totally to the ground, that it's potter, but there it's Niktas, it's cut. However, we're going to have the Achrayim, including a Ramah in Mishnah Berurah, which I'll read to you soon, who says that under certain circumstances, it's continuation. There we say, if it's cut, that it starts anew. If it's cut totally to the ground, it starts anew. The makar for it is really in Brachis, in Siman Reish Gimel Sif Beis. It says, if you have a tree, it says Mashemaitzi Olav Mishrashav. What about a tree that is it a tree? The question is it a plant or a tree? Is it Hadama or Ha'etz? Something where the tree itself disappears, but the old roots give a new tree every year. Okay, Mashemaitzi Olav Me'etzai. If there are new branches from the wood, That's why it's. Ava Masha Maitzi Olav Mishrashav. But if the roots give out a new tree, Loi Mikriyetz. It's not a tree. Vahani Kima the Kola Eitz of Lagamri Bechayref. If in the winter the tree disappears, Vahada Parach Mishrashav, Mevarach Ala Bayer Pri Ha'adama. So you start, the new one starts all over again. Okay, this is part of the pineapple shaila. Pineapple is that way. A pineapple, every trunk, you would call it, everything that comes out of the ground of a pineapple gives out a pineapple. The way a pineapple grows, if you take a pineapple you buy in the store and you imagine impaled on a spear, that's the way it grows. The middle of the pineapple, which is harder, is the stick, is the branch or the trunk, whatever you want to call it, of the shoot, of the pineapple shoot. We make Pura Pri Hadama on pineapples, and we assume that it fits this Ramah. Now what breaks down disappears, and even though the Shroshim are alive, you don't have to replant it. It doesn't last very long, lasts a number of years. What grows anew, we assume, is a new tree. We don't treat it as having Dine Arla, and we don't treat it as having Dine Ha'etz, because this is something that naturally happens every year. What happens if it's not natural for it to happen every year? You have an apple tree, and the same exact thing happens. So then, it says here in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to start the Arla again. It's not the same as something which naturally does it. Ilan She Niktzatz or Nafal is something which shouldn't be happening that way, but it happened. And now, your tree fell down. You go out in the spring, in the summer, you say, hey, a new tree is coming up. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you start counting, the new tree is a new Dine Arla. So Frank the Stipler, I have a problem. Here we say, if you plant a seed, for when that seed starts to develop, the clock starts ticking on Arla. Let's say it takes 3 months till something comes out of the ground. Doesn't matter. What happens? A seed is buried, I don't know how deep, a foot, 2 feet under the ground, and it shoots out Shroshim. It takes a while till the Shroshim break through the ground. That's all part of the growing process. So Frecht the Stipler, so why if a tree falls down and there are Shroshim underground, and those Shroshim give out a new tree, those Shroshim started 5 years ago, 10 years ago, they started to develop into roots. The roots had developed, okay, got cheated out of its first tree, so it's not the Shroshim's fault. So now it develops a new tree. So why don't we count the developing under the ground as part of the process? So again, something which naturally falls and regrows, we consider to be Adama. Something which is Aetz, and the tree fell down, was Niktas and Nafal, that we consider to be Aetz. So why don't we count from the beginning of the Shroshim? This is the Stifler's Kasha, his stira between Sif Tezayin and Sif Yitches, that it seems to be inconsistent. So he answers that it must be that we only count the developing of the seed towards this tree. When you plant a single seed and it grows a single tree, so that from the minute it develops Shroshim, it's developing this tree that you now see. Mashenkin, it's if Yitches, when it originally was planted, it developed tree A. It didn't develop tree B. Tree B doesn't develop till tree A falls down, and then tree B develops. Now, it explains why you don't go back 10 years. It doesn't explain why don't you go from the day after the tree fell down, the day after it started to develop more. So I don't know how that's totally answered, but this is the type of the strong kasha, and it's possible mahalach on answering the planting of the seed. Of course, as I said at the outset, what it points out to us is the chiddush that when you plant a seed, even though there's nothing visible above ground, the clock starts to tick for when you plant the seed. That could be a year difference, right? Because if it's before Rosh Hashanah, there could be a year difference that you're counting the seed. No. Even though you don't see it. But when you plant a new seed, you start counting from that seed. But we count from the shrushim underground in a normal case. When you plant a seed, we count. Not Yudches, right. That's our sin. The kash is, why is Yudches is different? There it's also developing underground. So the kasha, the stipulate hits, is why you don't go back 10 years. Okay. But why you don't start from the developing of these shirashim, these new shirashim, not really answering.
Why can't you say, like the ether, when you stick the little branch onto the tree, you grab this to be a bottle? So the same thing, if you have a whole big tree and it fell down, the clock is over, it's bottle.
Well, why don't we start the day after it falls down? We should start the day after it falls down. Yeah. It's true. It's going to say if a tree falls down and you have a little bit left above the ground, then it's a continuation. And usually it is that way. At least the tree cutters in New York City. But how do you know that's how they do it in farms? Even if no one sees it? Yeah, you're right. Usually
they
fall with the roots sometimes, sometimes without the roots. Okay. What? Yes, we give it 2 weeks to take root. Machlaisim are between 3 days and 2 weeks. We pass them 2 weeks. But once the 2 weeks hit, that's when it goes. Yeah, I think in the beginning.
When you cut up the
when you cut it off completely, we'll see. If you test, it sounds like from the new one comes up. We'll see. Let's see in a minute. Let's learn Yud Zayin, we'll get to Yud Ches. Okay, please turn to Sif Yud Zayin. Now, Sif Yud Zayin starts out as a continuation of the case of Havracha. Not Harkava, which is grafting, but Havracha, which is trailing. And here, although the specific case may not be common, the lumdis is very nageya. Let's learn it, and again put ourselves into a situation where they did have rocha. If you have a vineyard, you have to plant every year. It can't work. Eventually, vines die. You're going to run out of vines. Every good farmer, even as he harvests 1 year's crop, he prepares new ones. And apparently, in a vineyard, things that have vines, it's normal to do avracha. I guess it's easier than planting. You just dig a hole and you stick it in. And you're always going to have shilas of arla in the field. Even though you know that every once in a while they do a havracha, they cut it off from its original tree, and there's arla mixed in. It's mutter, mishum de safik arla mutter. Since we have in chutzlar, it's a rule that safik arla is mutter, so you're allowed to take it from the guy. Vafilu bikramim she Yisrael oivdin aisa, yom avrichin aisa b'chol shana. Mutter, even in a place where there are yidden who are doing it every year, it's mutum. Why? Mishum de mavrichu markiv eine chayiv ba'arla ela ba'aretz avaloi b'chutz ala aretz. So here, two chidushim in the sif. Number one, this which we said in sif tezayin, mavrichu markiv number 4 and 5 of the 5 types of planting, are chayiv in arla, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, avaloi b'chutz ala aretz. Why? Why should it be in chutz ala aretz? So before you get to the second heter, this is based on the Beis Yosef, who brings that in Masechta Saita by somebody who is Chayza Mei Melchama, Merchei HaMelchama, you know, somebody who got married recently, planted or built a house, or planted a vine or a field, comes back Mei Erchei HaMelchama. There's a machlaikis, if someone does Harkava, He plants a new field with Havracha. The Chachamim say it's a field, Yechayzer. Blaza Ben Yaakov says, Ein Yechayzer, you're not Chayzer. He learns that out of a Pasuk, I think Chalolai, something that's Ta'an Chilul, and I don't know why it's not Ta'an Chilul, but he's Mamayit Havracha. So it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. See, even though in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Shailo V'Dairaisa, we're Machmir, and Harkova and Avracha is Chayiv and Arla. But we have a rule that Kol HaMekel Beretz Yisrael Alcha Kamaisei B'Chutz Laretz. So Memela in Chutz Laretz, all Avracha and Harkova is Potter from Arla and Kerem Ravai. It's Potter because Avracha and Harkova Alcha Kamaisei B'Chutz Laretz. This is the sheet that the Beis Yosef brings from a Ramban and a Rashba. The Shagas Aryeh in the Shagas Aya Hadashais goes to town on this. Since when is Halacha Kamaisai B'Chutz Laretz when he's arguing about Chayza Merche Al Mochama? Now we don't find that he's arguing in Dinei Arla. You're comparing one to the other. The Shagas Aryeh goes to the Lumdis of whether you could compare it, you can't compare it. Sometimes you could, sometimes you can't. But he says, what kind of Halacha Kamaisai B'Chutz Laretz on a different machlaikis? And therefore the Shagas Aryeh argues, even though usually Achrayim don't argue with Rishayim, we know that the Shagas Aryeh and the Ktsai, some of the Gibayre Kayach of the Achrayim argue with Rishayim. And therefore he's very upset and he disagrees with this whole din of Havrach and Harkava.
He's also arguing with Rosa
Ben Yaakov. He's saying Rosa Ben Yaakov is arguing by Melchama. By Mechitesi, he would argue by Arla. By Arla, it says a different miyot. Unetatem pratlam, unetatem is marba somehow arkav and arkava. He says a different pasuk. And how is it? Why is that door of Lozem and Yaakov? I want to point out that Teschov Dalid didn't want to say. The Ran doesn't want to say it's a machlokes. The Ran there asked, "How could you say echad amarkiv echad amarkiv?" Which is itself a brisa. In Teres Kayanim, Hiksharan, I'm reading B'Sifri, the opposite. Right, I'm reading back to Taschav Dalit, I read to you. The Kasha, Perakam Dorshan, Hiksharan, I'm reading B'Sifri, Markiv, Ein Bay Misham Arla. Why doesn't the Sifri answer? That's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. That's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and we're the Chachamim. Right. If it's Machlek, it's Tanoim anyway, so we're asking a stira from one brisa to another. It sounds like he wasn't nicha to saying it's a machlokes rishayim. Sounds like the Ran and the Taz, they were not nicha to making a machlokes out of it. That's really what it sounds like. Which would give the Shagas Aryeh a little bit of a basis in the Rishon, in the Ran. By Chayz Merche HaMachama, the machlokes of a field that's created through Havrocha is enough to be Chayz Merche HaMachama. Okay, so the Chum say yes, it's a field. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says no. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnah say Kavanaki, usually we pass him like him. But here, for some reason, we don't pass him like him. I mean, I don't know how we pass him by Mishnah B'Chama. But by Arla, we say it is a new field, it's a new field for Arla. So the Chodesh, the Ramban says, but it's a Machlaikis. So therefore, the Ramban says, and that's the Shulchan Aruch in the first half of Sif Yud Zayin, Halacha Kamaisei B'Chutz Laretz. So planting a seed or a branch or transporting a tree is still chayiv in Arla. Havrach and Arkava is Potter. B'Chutz Laretz. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Nobody on the page argues. The Shagas Aryeh argues. I'm saying, L'chayru, we have a Makar in this Kusha Saran, not a solid Makar, because I'm saying, why didn't he say a different Teretz? Could be held as Teretz is true anyway. But still, from his kasha, it sounds like there's no machlokes tanoim.
According to you, that every year it's normal they do a few because they die, they this, they that, so then no one will have anyone.
Well, Sveikis, we'll talk to it in a minute. I'm doing now about a vaday. Doing about a vaday, not a suffix. We'll talk about Sveikis in a minute. So right now, Lamaisa, even though there's a Shagas Aryeh and might have rayas to him, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Halach is like the Shulchan Aruch. He brings the Shagas Aryeh, which is how I found it, and he says the halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch. He answers at least one of the rayas of the Shagas Aryeh. And the Maisa in Chutz La'aretz, we have a kula that Havrach and Arkava, even in cases where they would otherwise be chayiv, according to what we learned already, Havrach and Arkava are potter. I don't know. I'm just trying to bring a raya. I don't know. I'm trying to say that it sounds like the Shagas Aryeh. Like say it's a kasha on the mechaber. I guess the same kasha. At any rate, let's learn the second half of Sif Yud Zayin. Some of you mentioned this last week. Yeshlim tzai heter dam lebnei Eretz Yisrael b'yayin shal kermei yavik rechavim. Now here, in Lomdis, it needs explanation. You're in Eretz Yisrael, and you have grapes from a goyish tree, a vineyard, and he says you could be mekel on the grapes or the wine. Mishum deruba dikfanim lav arlaninu. What is that called? That's called kol deparish meruba parish. Most grapes are called the parish meruba parish, even by the raisa. Now, vafilu b'krom shiadu avadei sheish ben arla. Even in a field that you know for sure that there's some arla, so what's the problem? Still called the parish meruba parish. I'm not sure what it means. Vafilu b'krom shiadu avadei sheish ben arla. Even though for sure there's some arla in this field, maybe it means even if you know raiv is arla. Let's say you know there's 51% arla and 49% non-arla trees in a field. So now there's no het of called the parish, even 50-50. Yesh la'atiram, for a new reason. Shem dekaidim shi'avru aleim shnei arla inam oisim peris. The first 3 years, they don't really give off good fruits. Vim oisim hintakim oklushim, shenu ruyin la'asim em yayin. The first 3 years, the grapes either don't grow, or grow in a very inferior way, and they're not ripe for wine. So therefore, what? So therefore, what? So how do you learn this?
Even though
ripe of the vines are arla vines, ripe of the wine is ripe of the grapes are non-arla grapes and called the parish meruba parish and shalom Yisrael. So this, I guess, is the Pashat Pshat.
So
he's Megalatas of Metzius. By butchers, do you look at the quantity of meat? So you're talking a case of called the parish. Called the parish means you didn't walk into the store, you found meat outside the store. So if you find meat outside of the store, you go by the amount of meat in the store or not? So let's see. If there's only one butcher shop in town, and in the store there are 5 trefa animals and 4 kosher animals, so called the parish, move the parish. If there's 5 kosher and 4 treif, call it parish meruba parish. Taki is that way. You go by both in the butcher shop. Let's say you have a city with 100 butcher stores, and you find meat in the street. How do you measure raiv? So the Gemara seems to say you measure most butcher stores. You go by most butcher shops. It's interesting. It's a machlaikis, the Binas Adam and the Nesivis and the Chavis Das. You go by most stores or by most meat? In other words, there's one Costco sells meat. They sell everything, right? All right, so you have a Costco, and they sell 2 zillion pounds of meat a day. And then you have 9 Yiddish butcher stores that between them only sell, you know, 200 pounds of meat a day. So what's raiv? What's raiv? So the Svarach Yitzayna is that raiv is the amount of meat, the amount of meat in town. And the Chacham Sadam says, what are you talking about? Called the parish Meiruba parish. The question is where it came from. It came from Raiv. It came from one of 10 places, either 9 or 1. He says, Machlaikist had to go bus arrive. He says Raiv locations. Now, if it has 2 exits or 3 exits, I don't know if that changes anything. But, okay, so let's see. If the Mechab is telling us rules of called the parish, so really what he's saying is simple. It's just telling us a metzias, that you can rely that most of the things that grow on it. What? He says all, but if he means literally all, then there's no chiddush. He means even though there's a mere small amount, I think that's what he means. I'm not going to change it if there's a small amount. So now, the truth is that the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, in a tshuva in Mincha Shloimei Ayin Aleph Yud Beis, the first Mincha Shloimei, I mentioned this. Since then, I came across a Chazei Nish who says the same thing, and it's slightly more makel than Rosh Hashanah Zalman, slightly unusual. In Lamed Zayin, I'm going to quote 2 parts of the Chazei Nish, the way he says the same thing is Lamed Zayin Yud Aleph, and they say a very big chiddush. There's really a rule of kol kavua kemechtza mechtzadan. Kol de parish is when you find meat outside the butcher store. If someone went to a butcher store, he doesn't remember which one. He thought all the butcher stores are kosher. He comes home and they say, which one did you go to? He doesn't remember. That's kol kavua kemetzah meftadami. You look by, you don't go by roiv. There could be 99 kosher stores and one treif. If you don't know which one it came from, so it's treif. Kol kavua, by a deraisa, it's treif, by a derabbanan, it's kosher. Kol kavua kemetzah meftah. Kavua is 50-50. Xeris hakasav, no svara to it. Xeris hakasav, and by a deraisa, it's osur, by a derabbanan, it's mutter. If it's shail of treif for meat, it's a deraisa. Shail of orla and Eretz Yisrael, certainly, we're talking about, is certainly a deraisa. So they say, it says here, afilu bikramim, afilu etzel kramim. Even if you go into the kerem and you buy in the kerem where it's kavua, you still are allowed to be saimech anroiv. Why are you allowed to be saimech anroiv? So I think I mentioned at the end of Shir last week or 2 weeks ago. Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish say a tremendous chiddush. What defines kavua? What makes something kavua? Kavua means in its place. Like the Gemara says, if a woman goes to be mezana in a man's house, and she wants to know if the man was Jewish or not, let's just say she's mezana in a man's house. If he's Jewish, the child's a mamzer. If she goes to his house, called kavua, kemetzah mechzah, suffik deraisa, the child's a mamzer, suffik mamzer. If the man goes to the woman's house, it's called a parish. The man is parish from the city. Called a parish, Meruba parish. And most people in the city are goyim. You assume the father is a goy. Called the parish, Meruba parish. And Mark Subis. And then the first parish. Called Kavua, Kemetza, Metza. So what is Kavua? Kavua is the house where you live. The rule of Kavua is that something is nicker than Mekaymai. In its place, it's nicker. If you ring the doorbell, you look at the name, or you ask the neighbor, you know who lives there. You know who lives there. You can find out if he's a goy or a yid. That's kavua is b'mekaymai, it's kavua. Now, let's say in its own place it's not recognizable. Already in the butcher store, let's say something became not recognizable. Kosher meat came from one supplier and trade from another and it became indistinguishable. So that, in that butcher store, that's not kavua. Kavua is nikur b'mekaymai. Come along, they say if the owner of the butcher store, the owner of the vineyard, is not a frum person, whether he's a guy or lahavdul a fraya yid, that's not kavua. When you go to the tree, it's kavua if you can recognize the tree. But when the guy in the kerem gives you grapes, that's called parish. It's not nikur b'mekaymai. You don't know which is which. Halacha doesn't give nemanis to the guy, and therefore the chiddush of Shulchan Aruch here is that if it's not recognizable, the ones that roiv them are bichlal nothing. So it's called the parish and meruba parish. But if you're going to tie it's kavua. It's in the kerem. The chiddush is that in the kerem, if it's not a from a yid, it is called parish because it's not a person that has nemanis. He says, like the Gemara says, if an achbar, if you have chametz tikkum matzis and pesach tikkum matzis, and an achbar takes it out, so that's called parish. Even though the achbar took it from the makom kniyasai, but an achbar has no nemanis if he took chametz or matzah. So he says the same thing, unless the person who took it is the one who would ask a shayla, that the rule of called the parish, called kavua, does not apply. That's an important chiddush. That in its place, you can assume that it's not called the parish. Now it's interesting. What? If he passed away, okay. It's now he passed away before you took it out, so now it's not recognizable. Now, first, let me tell you an interesting extension the Chazon Ish does. This is a tremendous kula. Chazon Ish Kedarkei finds a chumrah from this. Chazon Ish says, what happens if you go into a store and you buy glasses, drinking glasses? You don't know if it was manufactured by a guy or manufactured by a yid. So, what's it in? So, Raiv manufactures a guy. called a parish meruba parish. You should have to tivel it. But 1 minute, kal kavua kemechza amechza. I bought the glasses in the store. In the store, they know where they get the glasses from. They're not identical glasses from two manufacturers. They know who they got it from. So kol kavua kemechza amechza. What's the din by glasses? Tiveling glasses. It's a drabanan. Kal kavua, I should be potter from making a from tiveling. I shouldn't tivel it. Kol kavua kemechza amechza. So if I go into a store and I buy glasses and I can't know it was made by a guy in the Yid, this happens to us all the time. You go into a store, you buy something, and metals there, right? So, but glass, you buy glass, glasses the Rabbanan. So you're buying glasses or Corel, which is Corel is made by the Corel company probably, but you buy glasses and you don't know it was made by a Yid or a guy. I would think called the Parish Meruba Parish. You go bus a right guy, you ketaina. Kol kavua kemechza amechza. As long as there's some Yidden who make it, I should be potter. Zakh de Chazainish, no. According to my Chiddush, that only when it's Nikr b'makaymai. If it's from a Yidden, have the store, you ask them. They have a Nemanis. If they're Friar Yidden or Goyim who own the store, they have no Nemanis. So it's not Kol Kavua Kemechta Mechzadami. So reverse back to Kol the Parish Meruba Parish. And the mail it's chayiv and tefillah because you have to assume it came from a guy.
Way,
they don't know certainly. It's called the parish meruba parish.
What harm is there either way?
There's no harm in titling it except it takes time and it's a tercha. That's the only thing. The only issue is that's the only issue. Well, you could see who's selling it to you if he's a guy or a yid. She had the question: does he have no money to say? Chayiv and tefillah, pot and tefillah, or not? Because if he's Neman, then you trust him. If he's not Neman, you don't trust him. What's this? Tefillah's kelim and kashrus, same thing. Znus is the same thing. Mamzerim is the same thing. So Chazanish really has three reasons to be machmir. He writes, Ulai or Epsher have a double shesha matiri. Why is it only Epsher? No, why is it only Epsher? No. The Noda Behuda. Good. Right, Noda Behuda says something, you don't know the sheet is, you only say Dabashe Shabbatirin, that's something you can only eat once. So why eat it now? Eat it later. I'm using Kalim, Dabashe Shabbatirin, you could table it and use it tomorrow. I'll use it tomorrow. I want to use it today and tomorrow. Right? Mustam, the Chazish just writes, Epsher have a Dabashe Shabbatirin. Could mean as a tircha, but it could mean as neither be who the see. Lamaisa, he's machmir based on this. In Torah Das, they say from Rav Mendelovich that he told people in a man to tivel all glass without a bracha because maybe it was made by a yid. So I don't know. I call the parish meruba parish.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the truth, no, because you know which your voice is from which glasses. But today it's no longer. Most stores, there used to be that. They unpack the glasses, they put it on the shelf, and you took off the glasses. Nowadays, most of them come in packages, and you could just Google the name of the manufacturer. You can't always tell if they're Jewish or that, but sometimes you could. And you could tell. Grada, even if it's made by a Yid, even if it comes from Eretz Yisrael, it's lav dafka that it's manufactured in Israel. Sometimes it's stamped India or China. So you have to know, if a Jew has a factory there and it's made for him, it's the same thing. In the time of the Gemara, it made a difference. But not Bisman Azeh. People ask me, when I tell them if it's a Jewish company, you don't have to tivel. So they come back, Beferish Mechaber. Mechaber says if it's a Jewish company and a Goyish worker, that you do have to tivel. I tell people just the opposite. There's one of those cases where you learn the Shulchan Aruch without knowing the background lumdis, you have the wrong psak. The Shulchan Aruch says a Jewish-owned company, a Goyish manufacturer, a Goyish worker, the reason that's chayiv in tefillah is because in Shas there's a rule, uman kaina b'shvach kli. Uman kaina b'shvach kli is when a guy is paid piecework. He's paid by the piece, and the piece he's holding is like a mashkin. Tzai calls it a mamish mashkin. Others disagree. The Sivis disagrees. That he has a kinyan. Uman kaina b'shvach kli. He has a kinyan. Because when he takes a piece of metal and shapes it into a keli, it's his keli until you pay him his wages. So therefore, it's chayiv in tefillah. Today, there's no uman kaina b'shvachli. The worker has no right to take the kelim he made home with him until you pay him his wages. And therefore, today, if the owner of the plant is a yid, so the owner of the plant is a yid, and that's just the way it is. Okay. Talk about metal, yeah. Metal, you know, they said Rav Mendelovich by glass, he said not to make a bracha. By metal, he said to make a bracha. It could be because if it's kavua, it's mechza mechza, which by glass is a p'tor, and by metal is still a chiyuv. I call it parish, more of a parish you would make. I mean, if it's mamish kavua, the mashal says yes, the others say not. We usually don't on a safik. Mashal says you do because it's a vade chiyuv. But lemais, we make a bracha, which I tell you.
By the butcher store.
Can be mevatel all brachas.
By the butcher store, you have to find the meat right in front of a certain butcher store.
That's called raiv v'karaiv, halchanacha haraiv. Between the 2 days sukkahs, I plan to talk about raiv v'karaiv. Because every year I have a shiloh, they put out the plates, the tzedakah plates. We always find some coins in between the plates. So where do you put it? Yeah. Do you go bas a raiv or bas a karaiv? Nobody one that has the more money or car is. So it's a shadmal. I hope to talk about it between the 2 days younger. But anyway, David will send you a tape of Yitzhak Shem. Okay.
If it never got into the place, no one was kind.
If it never. Well, the Menadiv had Machshava to give it to this Tzedakah. So it is. Let's learn Sifyut Ches. Sifyut Ches, Ilan Sheniktsas, Vechaza Vegodla Meyashayresh. This is what I told you. The stipler asks the case of the seed, an elon that was cut off and it regrew from its old root. You pointed out a little while ago. Usually, it's not this way, but if it's cut off down to the ground, the rush holds a tefach, which the shach brings, and the gra nundala brings that it has. It's machlois machabos niktas to the ground. The shach and the rosh hold the tefach. I don't know that halacha comes much different. Umaynalei mishas ktsitsa, aval nishar mimenu kol shehu pater. The sheet of the mechaber, if it stays a kol shehu, it's pater. And the shach brings, the grub brings that the shear is a tefach. So here it's ilon shenitzas. What about ilon shenofal? An ilon that falls. Now, if it falls in a storm, it's the same as niktsats. What about the pineapples? Ilon shenofal. So the Chazaynish in Hilchas Arla, Yud Aleph Ois Gimel, says an ilon that falls every year, eino ilon. That's not a tree. A tree, a pineapple, or a banana tree, or these trees that fall down every year, they're not trees. They're shoots. They're not trees. They don't have a din. Again, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Micha Shleima, I think it's also Seminayan Aleph. He says, he brings a raya from this Ramah. Now, I think there's a printing mistake. It says there's Simin Reish Beis. He means Simin Reish Gimel. It says there's Bar Priyat. He means Bar Priyat Adam. It's like a double printing mistake. He definitely means this Ramah. Ramah says a tree that falls every year and grows from the same roots is a tree. And Mimela, it's not a tree, and Mimela. Now, it's really a stretch when the tree is grown that way, it's something that grows that way, it normally is made to grow that way, so we say that it's not a tree. When we say you cut it off, we say it's different, it is a tree. Why should it be different? What's the difference if it normally falls that way or if you cut it off? If it normally falls, we say what grows now is not the old tree. And it's not a tree b'chlal. There's no dinei arla. We say if you cut it off and it grows again, it does have dinei arla. So it seems it has nothing to do with what happened. It has to do with the min. This min doesn't normally fall. It's a min ha'etz. You make bari pri ha'etz. This min is a min that normally falls. So it's a min bari pri ha'adama. Now if you go bosa the min, it may make a difference. I'd like hopefully next week to get to the discussion regarding the pineapples, the sichsuch regarding the pineapples. But this Ramah is the source of the Mekilim. So it normally falls and grows again as Adama, and we have a general rule that all Adamas, there's no Dinei Arla in things that are Adama. Right before I came in, I googled pineapples arla, and they had a psak from a Herschel Schechter that he asked him if pineapples, they gave him the issues, which I'll mention next week. Herschel Schechter relied on the Chazon Ish. Remember, the Chazon Ish said, this is the very first shiur, the week that we're not supposed to have a shiur. I gave a shiur. We talked about the eggplant, the Radvaz, this whole tumult, whether eggplants are trees or not. So remember, the Radvaz gave his new gedarim in trees, and Chazon Ish said, you can't make new gedarim. Then the Chazon Ish said, a tree is something that gets better every year. Yeah, it gets more inferior every year. Is not a tree, that's a plant. He made his own new gedarim. So Rav Schechter brings this down. He says the pineapple, as the years go, it becomes more inferior and it only lasts a couple of years. The old pineapples, the typical pineapples, don't last more than 3 or 4 years. So that was the Radvaz. The Radvaz said, Ravad Yosef said, a tree that doesn't last more than 3 or 4 years, maybe the Chazon Ish said this as well, it's not, it can't be that there's a tree that you can never eat the fruits. It can't be a tree that you can never eat the fruits. It can't be. The problem today is that the Hawaiian pineapples, which is what the tumult is about, are able to give more than the 3 or 4 years worth of crops, and that's where the tumult started. Dafka with the Hawaiian pineapples, which are the canned pineapples, not the sweet pineapples. And Yitz Hashem will try to get back to it. Gemach Sima Tova to everyone. Again, I want to ask Mechila. Please say yes, I'm Eichel.
Yes.
Thank you.
The reason they